his first trip to the Middle East since his election back in May, French President François Hollande has commenced his tour from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. In a joint presser with his Lebanese counterpart, Hollande stressed the importance of sidelining Lebanon from the violence in Syria, praising the Lebanese president's efforts in preserving unity through dialogue between the rival political factions.
I ask all those who can contribute to the stability of Lebanon to work together through the spirit of dialogue. I want to remind all those who have an interest in undermining the stability of Lebanon that France would confront them because Lebanon is an example of unity.
Hollande's unexpected three-hour visit to Lebanon comes at a critical time as Lebanon is still recovering from the aftermath of a car bomb explosion which had rocked the country several weeks ago, ending the life of former Lebanese police intelligence chief Wissam al-Hassan. Al-Hassan's assassination left Lebanon in turmoil as violent clashes erupted in different parts of the country, claiming lives and causing great material damage.
The French president has come to Lebanon carrying two main messages. The first is sparing Lebanon from any spillover of violence from Syria and preserving security. The second message is to spare Lebanon from falling into political vacuum.
In the wake of al-Hassan's assassination, the March 14th bloc spearheaded a fierce campaign against the current Prime Minister Mohamed Najib Miqati, accusing him and the cabinet he represents of direct or indirect involvement in the killing. After having attempted to break into the Parliament House by force, the March 14th bloc declared their total boycott of all governmental obligations and parliamentary sessions to raise pressure on the government to resign.
President Hollande is trying to find an exit for the March 14th bloc, who have cornered themselves after adopting a violent response in the wake of al-Hassan assassination. Investing in the assassination to achieve political motives has brought the March 14th alliance great failure, and Hollande is attempting to make amends.
President Hollande's visit is the third visit to Lebanon by a Western official in the last 2 weeks, following those of European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton and U.S. Acting Assistant Secretary for Near Eastern Affairs Elizabeth Jones. President Hollande's unforeseen drop by is one of several urgent diplomatic gestures made by state representatives to Lebanon in the recent weeks which followed the Lebanese opposition's forceful attempt to befall Lebanon's consensus cabinet. Observers argue that these visits serve as indirect messages mainly to the March 14th bloc on the diminishing prospects of harvesting any international supports to back their campaign against the current government. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Baabda, Mount Lebanon.